The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of December, 1975, in Delhi, India.
Explaining to them the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotional service so that they may go back to the home, back to Godhead, become liberated from the realms of birth and death in this material world.
Is that all right? What do you say? How to help them?
First we give them the chant that you First we give them the Maha Mantra.
Maha Mantra one may not accept.
And we have to find the ways and the means by which we can make pure devotional service attractive to each living entity according to
the feels necessity. Why they will accept your proposal, chant religion. I will sense them feeling, yes, it is necessary. That is wanted. Otherwise, anyone will say some proposition, you do this, so why they will accept it? Unless that requires pleasure. If you say something dogmatic, why they will accept it? You say that you chant Hare Krishna, he will say, I have no interest.
They are eternal spirit souls, and you tell them about the eternal spiritual worlds. The eternal spiritual
souls. That you have to convince. That you are eternal, but you are falsely engaged in temporary business. That you have to convince.
We have to give them knowledge. Knowledge consists of telling them what is the field, who is the knower of the field, and who is the super knower of the field. Once they get knowledge, knowledge is the preliminary step to executing devotional service. Once they have knowledge, then they will be able to execute devotional service. And Rupa Goswami says that one who executes devotional service in knowledge, he increases his knowledge. Therefore, the first thing is we should give them knowledge. And knowledge means to understand this body, the owner of the body, and the supreme owner of the body, Krishna. Parushyam prakritim chaiva shetram shetravna eva cha etat vidhitum ichami jnanam neyam chakeshyam. What is the field? What is Purusha, the enjoyer? What is prakriti, nature? What is the kshetra, the field? What is kshetravna, the knower of the field? What is knowledge? And what is the end of knowledge? These things I wish to know, ichami. Then Krishna answers him, he says, the idam sariram kunteya, my dear Kunti, sariram, this body, kshetravna, kshetram.
Not my dear Kunti.
My dear son of Kunti. Kshetravna,
yes.
Kshetram iti abhidhiyate, that this body is known as the field. Kshetram iti abhidhiyate. Etad yogatitam prahu, kshetravna iti tadvidam. That this body is known as the field, and one who knows this field, he is the knower of the field, he is the knower of the body.
So, I have to explain. Everyone is acting. So, how is acting on the field? That is to explain. Field of activities. In English it is called field of activities. So the field of activities is this body. According to the body, one begins just like one born in the dog body. So the dog cap, they from the very beginning, they are searching after a master. You have seen a small...
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. The Polo, some gentleman. And because at that time it is good looking, somebody takes charge. All right, let me take this puppy. And the children also like, so he gets some shelter. So, similarly, according to different body, the activities begin. Therefore, the body is the field of activities. A snake, because he has got the field of activities in a snake's body, from the very beginning, he is very, very envious, the same, trying to bite talents. In this way, our activities begin according to the body. And this change of body takes place in the lower animal life automatically by nature's law. But when he comes to the form of a human being, on account of developed consciousness, he has got response. He has to make his choice. He is suffering in this material world, changing different types of bodies one after another. And the propensity to lord it over the material world is going on. Now, he has to change the consciousness, whether he wants to continue this propensity for lording over the material world, or he wants to surrender to Krishna. This choice has to be made by the human being. If he makes his choice after getting good education from the right source, that I am going on in a wrong way by the desire to lord it over the material nature, my eternal servant of Krishna, therefore I must surrender now. Bhavanam janmanamante kyanavanamantu. This is wisdom. And if we do not get this wisdom, simply like animals, we continue to lord it over the material nature by acquiring money. Dharma artha kama. Then we are spoiling our life. People are trying to become religious for being promoted to higher standard of life, economic development, big, big scheme, plans, how to make very gorgeous city, buildings, roads, cars, shelter house, scientific, how to cut throat very scientifically. These plans are going on. And some of them are trying to be religious, to go to the heavens because he has heard. And it's a fact also that heavenly planet, the standard of living, is more opulent, hundreds and thousand times. The sex enjoyment is hundred and thousand times better. So, by so-called religious functions, sacrifices, the aim is the same, and to satisfy sex. And the dog is also anxious to satisfy his senses. As soon as he finds a female dog, he wants to make friendship with her and have sex. On this stage, never mind. Similarly, the demigods, they are also doing the same business. In a different standard only. Business is the same. Ahara nidra bhayamaita. So if one wants to continue this business, then he'll continue this material body. And if he wants to stop this business, come to his original position, then he makes real progress. But nobody is interested in advancement of spiritual life. Generally, they take to religiosity for material happiness, or for thirsty and distress, and no money, or I'm suffering from some disease, he'll find all this. All of them go to see sadhu only for this purpose. So I'm suffering from some disease, so without going to the doctor and saving so much money, let me pay 100 rupees to the sadhu and he'll give me his blessing. I will save thousands of rupees for curing the disease. For this purpose they go to sadhu. Nobody goes to sadhu for going back to home, back to God. It is only we are troubled. Otherwise the so-called yogis, sadhus, samis, they are making good luck business simply by promising that you'll get this material. This Maya yogi, he says, that what is his?
He says that if you renounce now, you can enjoy later. That if you take some austerity now by meditation and abstaining from certain things, that later on you can enjoy sex life unlimitedly, have clear intelligence unlimitedly, and ultimately become the
TM, Transcendental Meditation. But I don't think they say that if you undergo austerities now.
Well, that was in the beginning they were saying. He said it.
Oh, now he has changed.
Now he's changed because it was too unpopular.
It is business.
Yeah. Rajneesh, same philosophy. That you.
But they do not know. Nati bidu sartha gatin hi vishnu. These rascals do not know what is the actual aim of life. They are in the groups of ordinary men. And they are doing some business, as somebody does business by opening sweetmeat shop. So they have opened this transcendental TM shop. That's all. Cheating. All of them are going on cheating. Nobody knows. The real interest is to go back to home, back to who? Nobody knows. Ask any so-called sadhu, yogi, sami, they do not know. They read Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand. Jagatyana nivartante tadbhama paramam. What do they understand? Taktadi ham punarjanam. They do not believe all these things. Therefore, this Sami Chinmaranda says that whatever is necessary, we shall accept. Other shlokas, we shall reject. This is it. This is just a philosophy. As if Krishna has said something superfluous, they say like this. And the other day some gentleman said that it is fictitious writing. Why not silent? Krishna is not silent. Krishna is speaking. Why you should be silent? When I challenged him like this, he said, he could not answer. So many things they are doing. If they are challenged, they cannot answer. You are present? I told him. Why silent? Krishna is not silent. He said continually, Bhagavan Vasa, page after page, and he's saying, why is he silent? He gave me the information that Raman Maharshi was silent, and anyone would go to him, he would remain silent, and the message will be transferred.
Rajneesh said the same thing.
Huh?
Rajneesh, he said, Krishna and Arjuna did not speak. Krishna simply looked at Arjuna, and Arjuna understood. But in order for Dhritarashtra to understand, because he was blind, Sanjaya is speaking, and he is explaining everything. And Vyasadeva has written down what Sanjaya is explaining.
Sanjaya heard, then he said.
Yes.
So then Krishna is speaking. Otherwise, how he heard? This nonsense is going on everywhere. It's very difficult for you. So many rascals. And we have to push on our movement through so many obstacles. But still, we are going on. That is Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, we are simply meeting with obstacles. What can we do? We have to go forward. I'm meeting somebody, same idea, impersonalism and bogus thought and no clear idea.
One man came to Calcutta temple and he insisted that Krishna was impersonal, that he had no form, that he was ultimately just the Brahman. I said, that Krishna says in the Gita, Brahmano hi pratistha aham. He says, that aham means the Brahman. I said, well, if that aham means the Brahman, then why is Krishna being redundant and saying that the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman? Brahmano hi pratistha aham. He just says, Brahman is subordinate to aham, me. So if aham means Brahman, then why is Krishna saying the Brahman is subordinate to the Brahman?
Therefore, these rascals have no clear understanding and they are samis, yogis, and avatar. These are very dangerous. We have to deal with all rascals and fools. And they have made some position. Well, that position is nothing. Big thing. Mr. Nanda is also a victim of these ideas. Nirvishesha, Sunnavadi. Still, we cannot change our position. We must go with our conviction. And that is real. Reality. So, begin Kirtan.